Matt Sullivan here to remind you to stop putting screens on your gutters. Better to schedule a free estimate with the local experts at Gutter Helmet so you stay off the ladder. Visit gutterhelmetindy.com. With Gutter Helmet, you'll never clean your gutters again. gutterhelmetindy.com.
It's time to hear from you. Kendall and Casey present Voicemails. Brought to you by QC Kinetics for non-surgical regenerative medicine treatments at 317-559-PAIN.
The phone number, if you'd like to contribute, 317-684-8444. It is time to hear from you and your voicemails with the Kendall and Casey Show on 93 WIBC.
Can I just say something real quick? And I know we have said this before, but I feel today, because it's strong today, Casey. And so sometimes I just need to reiterate this.
Yeah.
We love all of our listeners. Mm-hmm. And we have many, many listeners who have listened to this show and various, you know, versions of this show over the years, and we love you people. However, there is nothing, and I mean nothing, Casey, that brings me more joy than knowing that there are people out there who, and they're listening right now, they'll hear it right now, because they will message me or email me or whatever, specific things we've said on the show, mm-hmm. who hate my guts and yet contribute each month to me being able to pay my mortgage mm-hmm. and buy my food. And I mean, it's just, I can't tell you the joy it brings me knowing people who just, they would light me on fire if given the opportunity. But we are so damn entertaining, and we are actually so damn influential, that they are sitting there glued to their radio, and they want to message me and tell me how much I suck about specific things mm-hmm. I've said on this show. So from the very, 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 very bottom of my heart, thank you.
Is there something you're specifically talking
about?
Well,
look, I wasn't going to do it, but I mean, are you...
You brought it up.
Well,
We got to go there now.
Well, there's a couple different people today. I mean, it's a strong one today, but so we did that segment last hour about Victoria Spartz.
Are you talking about the representative from the 5th District who a year ago, February 3rd, 2023, said that she was not going to run again?
Yes.
Because she needed to spend time with her family and her daughter?
Yes, Kevin. Yeah. Kevin, as Casey and I tee this up for our award-winning audience, can you find the hate mail music for me? I will give you a second. I will filibuster this for you to be able to find that.
And then that same rep who yes. now just yesterday during the Tony Katz program said, nope, she's going to run again.
Yes. Victor, Casey, what do you call it if you tell somebody you're going to do something and then you do the exact opposite?
Well, you let down expectations.
No, there's a word for it. It starts with an L. Mm. Not vying. Trying.
Lying.
Lying! Yeah, that's the word we're looking for. Lying. That's absolutely the word we're looking for. And so we pointed out how this woman huffed and she puffed until she blew the house down. Mm-hmm. And she told people she wasn't going to run. And in fact, she threatened to quit in the middle of her term mm-hmm. because she wanted people to come on bended knee to her and beg her and not to run. And that clearly didn't happen because she hasn't accomplished anything. And so she's apparently gone back on her word. Again, the word, not vying, not trying.
Mm-hmm. Lying.
Lying. Yeah. How she was lying to her constituents, and now she's going to run again. And as usual, the politicians do the stuff, Casey, and somehow we end up being the bad guy for commenting on the politicians doing the thing. This always blows my mind. This woman lied right to the faces of the hundreds of thousands of people in the 7th, in the 5th Congressional District, and yet there are listeners out there who are mad at me for pointing out how she lied.
I wonder when she walks around if it beeps, like, you know, when you back up a truck. Beep, beep, beep. Because that's a total reversal of what she said a year ago.
Some angry guy sent me a very mean-spirited email, and the excuse-a-palooza that's going on here for this woman, I would like to, if it's okay,
you
just
share?
Read his little mm-hmm. thing to me, and then I'll read you my response to him. All right, are you ready?
Sounds good.
Here we go. Spartz is a long way from pathetic. Maybe you should talk with her. Yes, we would welcome that. We've actually invited her on this show many times, Casey. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. She's never accepted, though.
Hmm.
Quit piling on. People change their minds.
True.
She's been fighting for us against the establishment. It's tough to do, even tougher to admit she was premature in bowing out a year ago.
Okay.
the aspirants to her office aren't sharp. Quit the hate.
Oh. Okay, well, it sounds like he's willing to say that she acknowledged a mistake she made and forgive her for that.
Yeah.
That's what I heard from his...
For a whole year?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, for a whole year, you tell us what you're going to do. I mean, she was just threatening to quit in the middle of her term during the whole McCarthy thing. This guy is more mad at us for pointing out how she lied to everyone. Would you like to... I did respond. No, I a lot of times don't respond, but this was funny enough.
Yeah.
That
you had to.
I had to respond.
Okay.
And you tell me if this was an inappropriate response or this was a fair response. Okay.
Okay.
Are you ready?
Yes.
And it's very succinct and to the point. I didn't, you know, beleaguer the issue.
Okay.
Well, now I'm going to do it more just because I know how mad it makes you.
That's it.
That's
all that was my response. Said.
Okay. That's unfair, right?
Okay. Well, at least you're honest about it,
yes.
Right? You just want to get under that guy's skin. Okay. Well, it'll be interesting because there were a lot of people who wanted to run for her seat. And what are they going to do now?
Well,
are they going to change course? They were making decisions about their life,
well,
about running.
Yeah, apparently a couple of them already come out and said we're running, which they should. Here's the problem with all this, though. There's enough people like this guy who, if you got nine people running or whatever it's going to be, if she wins 25% of the vote,
yeah,
she'll
rise to the top.
She could win the election.
Yeah.
And she'll get back in there, which would be horrible because it's not even whether she's done a good job or not. She hasn't. But even if she had, she lied. At some point, do we have to start holding the elected people accountable? Like, you had your time in Congress. Nobody held a gun to your head and forced you to say you were going to quit. Nobody held a gun to your head and forced you to act like a crazy person on Tony's show and others where you're babbling incoherently. Nobody forced you to threaten to quit in the middle of your term. You did all that.
Mm-hmm.
She did all that on her own. And you cannot reward this sort of behavior.
She said, deciding where your duty lies, family, work, or country is never an easy task. Earlier last year, I decided to take some time off and recharge, spend more time with my family.
Oh.
However, looking where we are today and urged by many of my constituents, I do not believe I would be able to deliver this Congress with the current failed leadership in Washington, D.C. on important issues for our nation. So you do have to consider she's been there. And she wasn't able to get the job done then. It's very much Joe Biden.
Like,
50 years in, and you're still not able to solve the problem.
Like, here's the first example that pops
in. I need more time!
Like, can you imagine? So, you were not here yet, but whatever this was. This would have been 2017.
Mm-hmm.
Greg Garrison, who was a legendary broadcaster, now the Hamilton County prosecutor, announced on this radio station where he had a daily show, hey, I've done this for 20 years. And I've decided to move on to other things, and I'm going to go find other things to make myself happy. Ultimately, he turned that into being a prosecutor. Can you imagine if, like, the day before he was supposed to come out, because then, you know, our boss, David Wood, had to, at the time they moved the chicks on the ride from afternoons to middays, they, Hammer and Nigel came in, all these, Tony got a midday show, all these things happened. And like the day before, he's like,
changed my mind.
Yeah, changed my mind.
A little remorse.
Yeah,
yeah, that happens.
Come on.
Well, apparently she has the feeling that they can't do it without her.
Yeah.
So she needs to be there. It's her calling.
Yeah, it's her calling.
Yeah, we'll see how.
Grifting, calling, it's easy to get those two confused. All right, we got to get to some voicemails.
Okay, let's get to some. Somebody wanted to call and make there's a governor's race going on in the great state
there
of Indiana.
Is. And all here's the thing. All six candidates, including Jamie Rittenour, who we have been making a huge mistake and totally not giving the credit she deserves. According to Abdul, all six candidates got the signatures. Turned in the signatures.
Okay, because I was going to ask you about Curtis Hill because that was in question a few weeks ago.
5,600 or something like that, Abdul reported in his cheat sheet. So all of them are, according to him, all of them are in.
All right, well, somebody wanted to call and make a comment about Micah Beckwith and also Curtis Hill.
Listen, you just touched on exactly why we need to get Micah Beckwith in there, but as governor, we need to have Curtis Hill because he knew exactly what was going on in the Holcomb era, and he was the one who spoke out the most against it. So he has the best view of what the state of Indiana should be.
Okay, well, you could say that Suzanne Crouch also knows, but...
Hey, wait, real quick. She's going to be here Thursday.
Yeah, right. But she also hasn't spoken out, hence the nickname Silence.
Maybe
Suzanne.
She'll speak out on...
Yeah. It'll be
maybe she'll speak out on Thursday.
Yeah. How much time is she?
30 minutes.
30 minutes. Okay.
And we got to arrange this with our bosses. We got to kind of rearrange the announcement structure and everything, because we got to give her that full 30 minutes, because there's no way we're going to even be able to get through it then. But she is coming in.
Yeah. So if you have questions for her, we would love to hear them. Yeah. 317-684-8444, or you can tweet at Rob M. Yeah. Kendall or Casey Daniels 317.
And here's the thing about when Casey said, let us know your questions. Casey will actually put the time in and read those questions and maybe ask some of them. I already have mine set. Mm-hmm. So sorry. Mm-hmm. But Casey, on the other, is a very giving, loving person. And she will. Okay, so this guy, let's get to this guy for a second. I think Curtis right now is, of all of them, probably the least offensive to me and most interesting, because he might be on a revenge tour when he gets in there. Mm-hmm. And you know how I love the revenge tours, Casey, because basically my whole radio career has been one giant revenge tour. And look at how well I've done.
Well, I mean, that's great if he wants to be a disruptor, but he also has to have the money to get the message out.
Well, you
there.
Do.
And that's a big concern.
You're running against people who have infinite money. And so, I don't know. By the way, also programming note, John Rust is turning in his signatures today, he told me. Mm-hmm. 17,000 signatures, he claimed. He's going to be with us tomorrow.
Okay.
And so we're going to ask him all about Diego, who's supposed to oversee the election, declaring Banks the winner already, and a whole bunch of other stuff. So Rust will be with us tomorrow. Anyway, go ahead. Sorry, Casey.
All right. You know what? We've got time for one more. Kevin, if we can go to the very last one called debt. And somebody wanted to call and talk about the conversation we were having to start the show, which was the economy.
Yeah.
And he wants to bring up something that the Fed said last night. So here it is.
Hey, I was hearing your discussion Monday morning of the economy and the state of the economy. One thing that scares the hell out of me is eventually the stock market will have a reflection on what our debt is, our national debt. If you were able to see the 60 Minutes interview with the Fed chair, he said in 30 years, our national debt will be $130 trillion. How in the world can we continue to spend out of control? There has got to be a break somewhere. Something has got to change. And these idiots that are in office that just want to spend and spend and spend, we've got to get them out of office, because this can't continue. They said that it would cost $1 million per household within the next 30 years when that national debt is $130 trillion. It would cost each household $1 million to pay back. So anyway, I just thought I would shed a little light on that. But that interview was quite interesting. Thanks, guys. Have a good one.
So he's talking about last night, the Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell was on 60 Minutes. And during the interview with Scott Pelley, he said that the U.S. is on an unsustainable fiscal path.
What?
And that's kind of scary hearing that from him.
No way. That is a shock, Casey. Shock.
Yeah. So we're in danger if they don't stop spending.